Thank you, Derek. Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year. Are we all happy? Chris, I'm happy. This is a wonderful year for us, and the year 2020, the year that God, the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and glad in it. And this morning I will be preaching a sermon I've titled New Year, New You, or New Year, New Life. And before we start, shall we pray? Our gracious God, we thank you. The hour has come for you to glorify your name. Come, Holy Spirit, the greatest teacher, and teach us your word. So at the end of this service, your name alone will be glorified. For in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. It is important to know why the church acknowledges New Year. In Nigeria, Church of Nigeria, Anglican Communion, every church is across the country. Celebrates something we called Crossover Night, and it happens on the 31st of December. Every 31st of December, we do a program called Crossover Night. And the whole church, the whole congregation, we gather in the church and we prophesy, we pray. People should pray and prophesy against the new year, what they want God to do for them in the coming year. And it's a great, wonderful service. But it's very surprising in this nation. I don't know if we do that, if the Church of England does something of crossover night. Do we? Do we crossover night? Like, it's like 24th of December, we call Christmas Eve, before Christmas morning. Then there's one on the 31st of December. It's crossover night where everybody pray. Pray for your family, pray for the nation, pray for the church, and also there will be a time for prophecy. And it's very, very a powerful program all over, across all the churches in Nigeria. But there's an important thing this morning about a new year and why the church also acknowledges New Year. In Christian tradition, the new church year began from the last Sunday of November, which was the first Sunday of Advent. The importance of today is not that it's New Year's, but that it's the first Sunday in the new year, isn't it? Today is the first Sunday in the year 2020. Even though the church year have started over a month now, it is not unusual to talk about it. There is something very interesting between the day Jesus was born and the first day in January, which I would like us to focus on. After some research, I discovered that it was 8 days between Christmas Day and the New Year Day. Is that true? 8 days between Christmas Day and the New Year Day. According to the Jewish tradition, in Luke chapter 2, verse 21, help us understand that Jesus was presented to the temple on the 8th day for his circumcision. In Luke chapter 2, verse 21. And Luke said he was then called Jesus. And what does Jesus mean? The Savior of the world. I feel this revelation is significant because the name took effect on the 8th day, which depicts a new year or a new beginning. Imagine if you can begin your life with Jesus. Imagine if you can begin this new year, 2020, with Jesus. And he will transform your life. And he will help you to become what God has destined you to be. Sadly, most people prefer to make New Year resolutions without depending on God to keep them. Now I want us to think about New Year resolution. We are in the year 2020, and many of us have come up with a New Year resolution. Maybe to exercise more, to get fit, quit smoking, drinking, get organized, save more money, and get out of debt. But the question will be, what are you giving up? Or what are you planning to give up this year, 2020? What are those things that you want to say, no, I want Jesus to be at the center of everything I'm going to do this year, 2020. Maybe part of your New Year resolution will be to look at your giving every Sunday. One thing that we don't know as a church is that we need to keep maintaining the church, isn't it? Maintain the building. Repair some areas, make sure that we hit the church, make sure that the electricity is on and everything. Maybe some of the areas that you might try to review this year, 2020, is to look at your giving every Sunday. Do you know that if everyone could give an extra 50p or £1 on what you are giving every Sunday, in a year, it will boost the financial state of St. John's Church. And it will stop us running from any debt. Although we really talk about money, isn't it? You hardly see us talk about money. But it is really important because we can't do without it, isn't it? We need to make sure that we keep St. John's Church open. We need to make sure that we pay our parishes. We need to make sure also that we maintain the church to keep it open. And at this point, I want to invite Cyril Barrett, who is our treasurer here at St. John's Church, to just give us a little bit, an eye-opener of our finances at St. John's Church. Cyril, please, can you come forward?
Isn't there? And the exception to making us feel so welcome is obviously the two Collins. Because they'll realise as they get older that supporting Liverpool is a fad and supporting Manchester United is a way of life. So I'd just like to leave that with them. But to get onto the subject of the church finances, what we're going to do is just have a quick look at what happens in the church. So where does our money come from? A lot of our money comes from the regular givings that you give every week. And it's about £45,000-£46,000 a year. The government kindly add 25% onto everything we give through gift aid, and so we get quite a lot of money from that. The second is from the plate that goes round or is left at the back of church, we get about £3,000 a year coming in from that. The next bit is donations. We're regularly getting small donations in, sometimes larger. About £1,500 a year comes in from that. The next bit is from, I call it funerals, but it's funeral. Should I just throw it out here? Yeah, so it gets, after there's been funerals here and baptisms and so on and weddings, after we've paid the diocese the amount we have to pay them, we end up with a small amount to keep the church running. And then of course there's the centre. We get in about £23,000 a year from the centre, which is really thanks to the work that's done there by Billy and so on. And it's a really, really good source of income for the church. Let's have a look at what we spend. Obviously it's in red because we spend it. Parish share. Our one, you know, this wonderful thing called parish share, which we all love to pay. Yes, I'll just leave it there. The next bit, as you can see, is the salaries that we pay to Billy, etc., for keeping the centre running, and Derek previously. And then, of course, as Dossie said, we need to be warm and we need the lights on. And we need insurance in case anything goes wrong. If the roof should fall in, then we've got our insurance. But it costs us about £3,500 a year. And then there's the repairs. And of course, to keep the church looking so good as this, there's a lot of money that has to be spent on repairs each year. And then there's everything else, the little bits of things that we pay for, the cleaning, etc. So if we put the two together, what we find is that actually our income isn't quite as much as our expenditure. I did this slide a couple of months ago, and it looks as if our income is about £10,000 less than our expenditure in 2019. In fact, I've done some more work on the accounts, and it's only about £9,000 less. So, but this is a problem, because as a church, we have £70,000 of reserves. If we use them up at £10,000-£11,000 a year, in 6 years' time, we're going to be struggling because there's just not been the money to keep the church running. Now, that's not something to worry about. That's just the fact that there's always ways around these things. And if we look at the church itself, you can see the church is just keeping the church bit of St. John's running. It's losing us a little bit of money each year. And the hall is virtually break-even, the centre virtually break-even. So, nothing really to worry about, just something to pray about and think about. We can't keep losing so much money every year, but there are things we can do. For instance, just very quickly on the gas and electricity side, we've negotiated a new contract that's going to save us £300 a year. And there are little things like that we can do. But the main thing really is to just be aware that the church is losing money. That's about £9,000-£10,000 a year.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. I think it's something that we should be reflecting on, and it should be part of our New Year resolution to think the future and the way forward for St. John's Church. Now let's just a moment just to think about the past year, 2019, and as individual, just think about yourself, between you and God. Has your relationship with God improved? I think that's a big question for us. And also, as a church, are we involved more in witnessing, reaching out the community with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 to 20, to go out in the community and preach the gospel and baptize them in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I'm giving you this challenge as your vicar, and also to find some time to think about the past year, and also think about your relationship with God, and think about what you want to do for Him this year, 2020. And I think it's really important if all of us come together and have the same mindset to think what we can do to grow St. John's Church, and we will do much better. Lastly, let's think about the year 2020. Now back to our Bible reading in John chapter 1 verses 1 to 18. We see how this passage makes emphatic repetition of what happened in the beginning. In other words, Jesus was at the beginning, isn't it? He was at the beginning of your life, He was at the beginning of everything, and He's still the same Jesus, who is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the last, the ancient of the days. The beginning of everything is vitally important, and that many people pause to celebrate when they were born. Example like birthday celebration, because it marks their beginning. The man that was described in John chapter 1, verses 1 to 18 is no any other than Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He is the Alpha and the Omega. And in verse 4, particularly say that in him there is life, and this life is the light of men. So in other words, when we walk with Jesus, we walk in his light. Then verse 12 says that those who believe in him, he gives them the power to become the sons of God. Another translation says, he gives them the power to become the children of God. And there's no any way we can walk with Jesus if we are not part of him. In other words, the only way for us to walk with Jesus is to accept him as our Lord and personal Savior, to allow him to be at the center of everything we do, to allow him to be at the center in our family, with our children, in our career, in everything we're going to do in this year, 2020. Last year, 2019, many who started the journey with us are no more today. As a church, we lost 4 committed members last year, isn't it? They're not here with us. And we don't know what this year has in store for us. In fact, 2 days ago, there was a war, isn't it, between America and Iran. We saw it on the television, and we don't know what is going to happen next. And there's also a fire in Australia going on at the moment. Do you think the world is going to get better? The only place we have our security is in Christ Jesus. So we need to make him our Lord and our Savior, and allow him to journey with us in this year, 2020. And I'm going to leave you with this word to ponder as you think about 2020. And this is the kind of prayer that this year will be a year when you don't leave Jesus behind, but instead you will go looking for him. Let this year be a year that you will have the hunger and thirsting for righteousness. That this year will be a year that your relationship with God will come off the list. We are good at having to-do lists, isn't it? We have so many to do in the year. But getting it done is another thing, isn't it? We have a pile of things to do, but how to do it is another thing. And sometimes we say to God at the beginning of the year, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. But halfway through the year, we are back again in our old ways. That is not a new year resolution. What God is calling us this morning to do is to change and move and allow him to come into our lives to be the center of everything we do. And finally, that this year will be a year when you make your relationship with God the first and the priority in everything we do. When we allow Jesus to take over, he will guide us and he will lead us. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. Do you want to journey with him this year, 2020? Do you want him to be at the center of everything you do? Do you want to invite Jesus to be your Lord? And if you want to do so, I want you to just say a prayer in your heart. Say to God, come into my life. Be my Lord and my Savior. In this year, 2020, I want to commit everything to you, to serve you, and to know you as my Lord and personal Savior. Amen.
Amen.